Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 7th of June, recording at 7:20 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Among specific stock market items of interest to a number of subscribers, that Investec Global Energy Fund, at least the UK sterling-denominated version of it, has reached a new high in here in the last few days, and also the JP Morgan Fleming India Trust that's been moving up practically on a consecutive days basis, and also hit another new high in here today. Those are very long-term core positions, which I'm unlikely to disturb, particularly while Wall Street remains reasonably firm in here. Now, what about this global stock market rally? Well, Asia a bit mixed, but Europe and the United States had a big surge in here today. Now, the interesting thing about that was a lot of it took place because of Greenspan's comments overnight. Now, the scuttlebutt, as I had perceived it, was that the markets were a bit nervous that Greenspan was going to come in and say something critical about bonds, and I think that helped to create that key day reversal, downside key, big key reversal that we saw last Friday. And they were worried. I saw a number of comments saying that perhaps he was going to come in and repeat his desirous of losing money or the conundrum comments and so on. But at any rate, his remarks before this, I think this sort of monetary policy conference in Beijing, really an answer to a question, was the environment going to change for bonds? And he said it was a bit of a mystery as to why they were so strong. Was the environment going to change anytime soon? Well, if he thinks it's a mystery as to why they're so strong, then he probably isn't going to have a strong view. And at any rate, he said no, he didn't. Now, the markets just latched onto that, and the bonds surged. They've backed off a bit from those highs, and they certainly haven't taken out the high of the key, but they're currently up 17.32 in here as I speak. But what also happened is that Wall Street surged. Now, it's given up about half those gains, and actually the NASDAQ has moved to the downside in here today, but given the volatility that we've seen today, I wouldn't assume that it's all over until 9 o'clock. In other words, until we get the market close. And that's London time, of course. But I'm looking at that NASDAQ future where I had opened an additional short position. Well, I've opened them in the last few days and quite substantially increased that position. And now that closed, for instance, yesterday at 15.45. That's the June contract. Now, it rallied up to 15.62. Here today, but is currently at 15.37, down 8.50, and that's just two off the low of the day. So, some real churning going on around here. Now, why might that be? Well, there were two sentences that I picked up and wrote about in comment of the day from Greenspan's session to that audience in Beijing, which were not widely publicized, and this amazes me. I picked them up on Bloomberg, but I've seen a number of articles covering Greenspan, and everybody picked up that little, what the market interpreted as the bullish theme, the lack of a bash, and saying they didn't know, or he didn't think that this rally would necessarily end anytime soon. Well, that's a market opinion, like any other. But here, I think these are the more telling comments that he said concerning that bond market. Quote, this is a direct quote, "Most of the low-hanging fruit of readily available profits has already been picked." Now, let's just consider that one for a moment. If you and I thought that most of the low-hanging fruit in terms of readily available profits had already been picked, why hang around? You'd be looking to short the position. And I appreciate that for some subscribers, maybe raising an eyebrow here, saying that is this the last grasp at straws saloon here, but well, everybody's got their view on this. But the other statement that quickly followed, into again talking about the funds and in bonds, the money that's flowing into bonds. Here's another direct quote from Greenspan. Significant numbers of trading strategies are already destined to prove disappointing. Now, that's about as firm a warning as we get from the Fed chairman, who is a wise, although much maligned, man in recent years. And I am amazed that these comments were not really picked up by most of the reports that I actually saw. I think we're going to get a delayed reaction in here, and that pretty soon that they will be spread around the market. Other people have got to be aware of what I've just been mentioning to you. Well, we will see, and see what impact, if any, it has. And moving on, what else can I mention? The dollar. I've been saying in the last few days that we were getting signs that the dollar might have peaked. It certainly peaked for a while. But the reason why I can't be confident about it is because we haven't had any clear downward dynamic. Now, sometimes we have had that after rallies, particularly when the dollar has reached important peaks, and certainly when it's reached important lows, and we've had some pretty good upward dynamics. But this time, it's just sort of drifting off those highs. So it may only be a consolidation prior to another little bit of a fling on the upside. But at this stage, all I can say is that we have seen a peak, and the dollar is continuing to drift lower in here, back to 106.65 against the yen, and the euro is pushed up to 122.83. Not big gains, but it's sort of consecutive day stuff, and we haven't seen that for a while. But despite that, we had the precious metals. Oh, and I should mention the Antipodean currencies, the Australian and Kiwi dollars. They had good upward dynamics yesterday. They've had downside failures. In other words, they failed to maintain downward breaks against the dollar and are pushing up again here. And I'm annoyed with myself for not having thought of reopening my long positions until just this moment when I'm talking to you about it. I may yet do that. Although, as I say, I would have been happier with a downward dynamic by the dollar. But maybe upward dynamics by those two currencies will suffice. I was looking at the dollar index in terms of talking about dynamics. But despite a softer dollar in here today, we have had a little bit of profit taking in the precious metals. Gold, for instance, which early in the day was up at 427.60, is at 424.90. So nearly 425. That's not a big difference. I think the silver came off about 10 cents as well, but that had been awfully strong recently. Palladium down a dollar and 30, that's sorry, platinum down a dollar and 30 cents in here. So stock markets and bonds were stealing most of the limelight, and maybe a little profit taking in the precious sector. Nothing serious in my view. As long as the dollar is softening, they'll be well underpinned. Oil's drifted further though, 53.75. And that's checked natural gas, but which is unchanged at the moment. I'm in here. That's the one that I own in the energy sector in terms of futures. Soybeans, disappointing in here. They opened a bit firmer, but are 6.75 down 2.75 and getting perilously close to my in-the-money stop. And I think that's about it in terms of today's highlights. Maybe a wee bit of profit taking in the industrial metals as well. As I say, the story really has been the European stock markets and Wall Street, but Wall Street again is continuing to peg back those earlier gains. It's bound to be an exciting three more days to the week, and I look forward to covering it all for you. All the best.